And welcome back to the What's Up program with your host, Terry Lowry. Joining us now is the author of One Heartbeat Away, his first book, One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven, with over 100,000 in print, was translated in Russian, currently being translated into Chinese and Spanish. Readers around the world attest to the tremendous impact of One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven. And I'm here to say that One Heartbeat Away will probably exceed what his first book did. Mark Cahill joins us now. Mark, welcome to the What's Up program.
Terry, thanks for having me back. And you might be right on that. We are well ahead of what we're doing with One Heartbeat Away than we do with One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven, which is just surprising the socks off of me.
In your first book, One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven, and I like that because there's many things you really can't do in heaven, but what is one thing? What was the premise of your first bestseller?
Yeah, the premise was that there is one thing you can't do in heaven, and you cannot share your faith with non-believers, with lost people, because they're not going to be there. So we have got to reach these people now, and we've got to reach them here, and we've got to reach them now. Reggie White, the great football player that died a couple years ago now, but a great preaching man of God, he now hangs out with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and he hangs out with saved people. He does not hang out with lost people. It's not part of eternity. That is our job here. Get in churches, our Bible says, get equipped, walk out in this world, and take light to darkness and start reaching those people.
Okay, now, Reggie White, can he come back in spirit and nudge his family members or lost loved ones? He really can't, can he?
No, that's going to be angels, that's going to be the Holy Spirit, and that's going to be prayer. That's all that's going to do. I'm preaching tomorrow at a Christian college up in Ohio, and I'm going to speak out of Luke 16, a story of the rich man and Lazarus. But there's no crossing over from one side to the other. But then he says, would you please send people to my brothers so they do not come to this place? And what's very interesting about that, Terry, is people in heaven believe in personal evangelism. People in hell believe in personal evangelism. Would you send people to my brothers? But what's amazing is people walking on planet Earth who claim and say they're born-again evangelical Christians do not believe in personal evangelism. How far have we fallen in the church to even think that's a possibility as a believer not to share your faith with lost people?
Well, I wonder what Barna would say. What percent of quote-unquote goes in the United States do not share their faith one time every year? Have you seen any statistics on that? I don't know.
No, I haven't seen that one. The one that I saw was Bill Bright, before he died, from Camp State for Christ, said that 2% of all Christians share their faith on a regular basis, 2%. And, that's the only one that I've heard. But the thing is, I just heard the other day from a buddy of mine that only 5% of all people who claim to be Christians have read the Bible, the entire Bible, either front to back or just read the whole thing during their lifetime. Oh, my goodness, if we're not even reading God's Word, how are we going to obey God's Word? And what we've done is we've made sharing our faith an optional part of Christianity. It wasn't an optional part for the 12 disciples. Jesus sent them out two by two into the highways and the byways to share their faith, to do the miracles, and they came back and they told the reports what they'd seen the Lord do. If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for us to do today.
It's good enough for them. It should be good enough for us to share our faith. Now,
we interrupt this program for a special announcement.
All segments today, yesterday, and for nearly 2 years can be found at terrylowry.com. Log on to www.terrylowry.com and search the archives by guest, organization, topic, and or date. Visit terrylowry.com today.
And now back to our regular program.
Now, Mark, you're an evangelist. You go and you speak at what? You're going there in Ohio. You're going to what college up there?
Though? I'm going to Cedarville University. And what we do is, evangelist to me out of Ephesians 4 is to equip the saints. And so when we're sharing our faith, I wouldn't actually call Billy Graham an evangelist. I would just say he shares his faith. Evangelist is really training. So what we do is we do training seminars around the country where we teach people how to share their faith. We're all called to evangelize, but evangelists equip the saints to get out there and evangelize. So we're all evangelists, as far as I'm concerned, by that, or equipping the saints, but we're all called to evangelize and share our faith with lost people that we come in contact with.
Share our faith. Now, can I call you Pastor Mark?
Well, if you feel like it.
well, you know, if you listen to Rush, he talks to Mark. If you listen to Sean Hannity, he talks to Terry. And here in the What's Up program, we like to talk to experts. We want to inculcate our listeners with information that they can use to help right what's wrong in America.
And, well, the only thing that makes me an expert is I love the Lord Jesus Christ and I love lost people, so I practice what I preach. That would be the only thing that makes me an expert.
Let me just share a winner. You share what you have won, and what you won was the love of Jesus Christ. Nothing that you earned, He just gave it to you.
My goodness, it was the greatest thing that, you know, we were just talking about earlier, that great gift ever given to the Lord Jesus Christ. I could work my entire life in ministry trying to reach lost people and give it all to the Lord, and it's pittance compared to what He did on that cross. I should just be so thankful for what He's done. I should be so thankful. I can't wait to tell somebody at the airport tomorrow, which I will, before I get on that plane, when I get on that plane, heading up to Dayton, Ohio tomorrow.
You mean you'll go to the airport and you'll be saying a prayer something similar to this: Father, show me who to share with. Father, have somebody cross my path. You know, explain. You know, I know in our first segment we did with you a couple of weeks ago, in explaining the intro to One Heartbeat Away, you said you was at an airport to get in a rental car and just turn around to the guy behind you, and what'd you say?
Yeah, it was a lady behind me, and I just said, "Hey, what do you live here in Minneapolis?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, what are you in town for?" She said, "A funeral." I was like, "Well, I've got my end now." I said, "Who passed away?" And it was her husband's brother, and so I had two copies of One Heartbeat Away with me. I gave it to her. Of course, that makes a lot of sense to someone who's just had somebody die. 2 weeks later, I got an email from her husband. He read the book One Heartbeat Away, dropped him to his knees. He said, "I now know I'm free. Would you please send a copy to my nephew, the young man whose father had just passed, so he can read this exact same book?" So you better believe, actually, I'm going to the airport about 2.5 hours early, not for security, because I want to chat with people for 2.5 hours before I get on that airplane.
Show me somebody. Show me somebody. Oh, show me somebody to share today. Now, if only 2%, according to Bill Bright, if only 2% of believers regularly share their faith, is there some trick? Is there some course? Is there some seminary? Is there some book that you've got to read and digest and memorize tons of scriptures to be able to share? Or is it simply just sharing your own testimony with somebody and saying God loves you?
Well, let me just put it this way. Parents don't have to read any textbook on how to share the love they have for their children. They just love their kids, and they just seem to tell everybody about it. I mean, come on now. If we just love the Lord Jesus Christ, all we can simply do is get into conversations. Hey, you ever thought about what happens to you when you die? Really, why do you think about it? What conclusion have you come to? Walk them through the Ten Commandments, just like Jesus did with the rich young ruler, with the woman at the well. They see their sin. I've had people say, "Hey, wait a minute, what's the answer for that?" Let me tell you something. I know what the answer is. You walk them right through repentance and right to the cross. It's much simpler than Satan's tricking us to thinking it's being. If you care about people, you talk with people. If you cared about somebody that was drowning in a pool, you just wouldn't walk past the pool. You would dive in and get the person out. But why would we save somebody physically but never try to save anybody eternally? Makes no sense biblically.
Now, in One Heartbeat Away, evangelist Pastor Mark Cahill, you're just trying to equip the saints, the believers, the born-again Christians with what I say are nuggets that they can use to start the conversation, like how many heartbeats does your heart beat every day? How many beats does your heart beat every day? 100,000. That's a lot of heartbeats, isn't it?
That's a lot, but one of these days you're going to have a last one, and a lot of people had a last one today. Ed Bradley, the CBS News guy, had a last heartbeat, and he said on TV before he died, he said, if he gets to heaven and St. Peter's there, and he asked why I should let you in, he said, "Well, did you see my Lena Horne interview?" Some interview he did with a woman 20 or 30 years ago he actually thought was going to get him through there. He snickered, and people snickered. There's no snickering on that day. So what we did with this book was we gave you great nuggets of truth and information. Good apologetical stuff for Christians to know, but a perfect book to put in the hands of lost family and friends and even strangers that you meet, that the Lord has used in many people's lives to bring them to salvation, to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Salvation, a decision. Everybody will have their heartbeat for the last time. Then what? We're going to take a break and come back and look at chapter 1 of One Heartbeat Away. During this timeout, we're going to give away a copy of One Heartbeat Away to a lucky winner. We'll be right back.